Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Hey, sir. This is Jessica, and I'm calling you from American Claims Advisor. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Jessica. Thank you.
Sir, this call is for about compensation for toxic chemical exposure, and that goes up to $100,000. Okay. So, sir, were you diagnosed with Parkinson's disease?
Yes.
You diagnosed with a Parkinson's?
Correct.
Okay, so did you take any medication for your Parkinson's disease?
Yeah, I'm taking levodopa pills.
Okay, you're taking levodopa, right?
Right.
So do you have your medical records? Like that can show you have Parkinson's disease?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Okay, so you have your documents, medical records, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So were you a farmer? Just what? Hello?
Sorry? Yeah, I hear you.
Sir, I'm saying to you, were you a farmer? Like, have you ever been a farmer?
I was a small farmer part-time. I grew corn.
A small farmer. Like, were you ever doing agriculture?
Yes.
Things
but
like,
I did it all myself. That's what I'm saying. Like, some of the big farmers, they just pay other people. But I was the one in the field all day because it was a small farm, just me and my family.
So were you ever used toxic herbicides like
Roundup?
Were you ever?
Yeah.
Okay, you use Roundup.
Sure.
So do you know about Paraquat herbicides?
Yeah, Paraquat, right? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So what's the color of Paraquat herbicide?
Paraquat, that's the one that comes in the canister, right? Or are you talking about the
spray? What?
Are you talking about the
No, canister? I'm talking about a spray. I'm talking about a spray. Okay?
You called me because you don't know what color it is?
I know all. I just want to ask you. But no worries. No worries.
It's
you don't
blue.
Know. No worries. But you are eligible right now for this compensation. So I'm connecting your line with my senior intake specialist who will assist you about your compensation amount. Okay. Just talk with him.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm the senior supervisor here. You were just talking with my subordinate and she told me that you diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Is it correct?
Correct.
When you got diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, like in which year?
It was 2019, I think. One second.
Okay. Take your time.
Yeah, well, it was about 2019. I could check the records and call you back if you want, but...
No worries at all, sir. This is a one-call procedure.
Okay.
Do you ever been part of any agriculture activity of any kind? Like, do you ever do farming and stuff like that?
Excuse me. That's what I was telling your colleague. I did do farming. I had a small farm. I grew corn, a few other things, sunflowers. But I did everything myself, pretty much. It was me and my family.
Okay, and there is a 90% to 95% chances that you used to spray Paraquat herbicide to kill the weeds.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so sir, that makes you eligible for the compensation, and we are talking about $200,000 claim at the moment.
What?
Nothing
really?
Goes out of your pocket.
That's a tremendous amount
yeah.
of money. How do
we
I
are talking that? About $200,000 claim.
How do I do that?
Sorry?
How do I get that?
You will get the compensation at your doorstep. And you just have to do like, you just have to complete this call at that will, like, make you qualify for this claim. And then we're going to send you your compensation at your doorstep.
Okay.
So, can you please tell me what type of medication you take for your Parkinson's disease?
It's called Levo.
Like carbidopa, levodopa?
Right.
Okay, can you send me the only hassle which you have to do is to prove your Parkinson's disease. So can you prove it by providing a picture of your medication which you take, which is levodopa?
Okay, where should I send the picture to?
I can give you my text message number.
A text message number, okay. Or an email?
Just, which suits best for you, like text message or email?
Let me get a pen. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to probably need like 10 minutes just to get everything together. I will send it to you as soon as I can get it. Is that okay?
Yes, it will be.
Okay. So, I...
Kindly grab a pen and paper so I can just tell you the numbers and emails.
Okay. Yes, go ahead. I'm ready for that now.
Okay. Which source you want me to tell you? Like text message or email? Which is good
for
you?
Let me write down both. I'm going to ask my daughter to help me, and she probably will know which one is better. But I will write down both. What is the telephone number that I could send a text message with the picture?
Okay. So, sir, first of all, write down the email. It's miSchool123@gmail.com. I'm going to spell it for you. It's T-H-E, like T as in Tom, H as in Henry, E as in Edward, D-M-I, spells like M as in Mary, I as in Ink, D-M-I school, like a primary school, 123@gmail.com.
Okay.
All lowercase.
Okay, so that's T-H-E, right?
Yeah.
M-I?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the text message number, you can send it to the text message, is 463.
463.
215.
215.
4400.
44.
Like 4400.
I see. Do I need to hire a lawyer to file a claim?
Yes, like we will provide you the attorney. That's why we are calling you. But it doesn't mean that you have to go somewhere to get the lawyer, and you don't have to pay anything to get the compensation.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, and you don't have to pay us anything.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I thank you.
It's a free case evaluation.
I'm gonna get that picture, the pills, and I'll send it to you.
Can you do it while talking with me on the phone? Because, sir, I really want you to get compensated for your pain and suffering. And because you are totally eligible for it. So we are already limited time to file the cases for the victims who got exposed to paraquat and later on discovered Parkinson's disease. So can you do that work while talking with me on the phone?
Okay. So you need like a picture of the prescription bottle with my name on it. You need a picture of just the medication, the pills. What exactly should I take the picture of?
No. The prescription bottle picture.
Okay.
With your name on it.
With my name on it. Okay. All right. You understand the problem is that it's hard for me to take the picture by myself. I'm going to need to get help.
No worries at all. Like, does anybody in your house who can help you in that? Sorry.
I'm going to try. I just don't want to waste your time and keep you on the phone while I try to.
No worries at all. I can be on the phone because I'm here for you.
Okay. Let me see what I can get. See if I can take the picture.
Take your time.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I think so. Let me see what I can. Okay. All right. Okay. And I need to send it from my cell phone, of course. The picture. Don't send it. My cell phone's not going to work. Will come out. I don't know if it's a clear picture.
No worries at all. You can at least give it a try.
Okay. Let me. I tried to send a picture. I don't think I got the name clear. I'm going to do is, and also it's
you
hard.
You can resend it. No worries at all.
Yeah, and I'm also worried I'm going to end up getting disconnected. My battery is very low. I'm going to get a charger, and then I'm going to call you right back.